Good morning. It feels like a Monday today. That's because it's raining outside, and it might show some signs of stopping, but I'm not quite sure.
It's actually not raining. It's just cloudy.
It's cloudy now.
It's cloudy.
Oh, you see, within 20 minutes, the weather changes.
Oh, weather changes all the time.
So, Zeke, good morning.
Yeah, you want me to, which one?
Yes, have the weather observation.
Do my Margot impersonation?
Yes, please. No. Well, you could try. In honor of Margot. This is Margot, by the way, if you're listening in. This is Zeke trying to be you.
It's currently it's 3 degrees out there. It's cloudy. The barometric pressure is 98.7 kilopascals, and it doesn't tell me if it's rising or not, so it's probably just sort of hanging out there. Visibility is 16 kilometers, and the humidity is 98%, which is why you might think it's raining, because there's a lot of water in the air.
There was rain, but when I was walking.
No, when I was walking, there was no rain.
There was rain.
You must have been walking a different path or something like that.
I was near the mountain, so maybe there's still near the mountain a cloud that just hovered over me.
I was near the mountain as well. I think we almost probably took the same path to the station.
It was raining, Zeke. Maybe you were blind. It happened.
I cleaned my glasses this morning. The wind is coming from the west.
I like your impersonation of Margot there.
The wind is coming from the west at 24 kilometers an hour. And then, yes, today, rain changing to periods of snow this afternoon. Snowfall amount about 2 centimeters. The wind is becoming southwest. Mm. They got to get a new editor at the Environment Canada website. But coming from the southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 early this morning. Temperature falling to zero this afternoon. Tonight, it's going to be periods of snow about 5 to 10 centimeters. The winds again coming from the west, 20 kilometers, gusting to 40 with a low of minus 7. And then through the rest of the week, it's going to be cloudy. It's going to be snowy. It's going to be cold. It's winter in Montreal.
And the sun is rising at what time?
Hold on. I got to scroll down
here. It looks
here.
Like it's about to come out.
Sunrise is at 7:26. So it sun rose at 13 minutes ago.
Excellent.
Sunset
it still looks a little gloomy, though, outside.
Oh, yeah. It's gray. Yeah. It's ugly. It's Montreal in the winter. Sunset is at 4:11. Today, the normals for today in Montreal weather history is minus 2 as a maximum and a minimum of minus 10. Yesterday, we had it went up to 3.8 degrees Celsius, and it went down. The low was minus 4.6 Celsius, and we got 22.2 millimeters of precipitation.
Thank you for that very detailed weather observation.
No problem. You like my Margot impersonation?
Yes. You're very factual, very detailed oriented.
My pleasure.
Well done, Zeke. And on to now your art perspective conversation review.
Yeah, there it's, which one? Have you ever been to an auction?
Yes. Many years ago, though.
And did you?
And it feels a little awkward to sit there and not actually want to buy something. You just sit and observe, and you think, am I supposed to buy something?
They want you to buy something. What auction did you go to?
This was years ago. This is 5 years ago.
Okay.
It was somewhere, I think it was a university-related one. It was for a charity, so it was a good cause, but you just feel really awkward if you're there just to see how it is and experience it.
Okay.
And you don't necessarily want to purchase something. You're just sitting there wondering. So I'm curious to learn why you bring this up.
I get a kick out of auctions. Auctions, and there it's the sort of thing where back in June or so, I had this thing on how to collect, and I realized I said written in the, on the website, on the blog that I do of all the things that I do here and so on, talking about it's going to be a occasional sort of thing on how to collect, and realized because I was at an auction preview over the weekend that going to auctions is a very good way to learn how to collect and so on. You get to figure out who's doing what, where, when, and how, and you get to see a whole whack of stuff that you normally wouldn't see.
I just find that sometimes when you're at auctions, though, or that one auction, it was really a great cause. It was this charity. I think it was for a fundraiser for a special disease or a condition of a cancer of sorts. And so it was a great cause, but it was kind of alienating the art. You know, it was kind of making it so an object that you have to purchase.
Yep.
And not really much of a context about where the art,
it is
the whole evolution of how that art came about. It was really just, this is a painter. They're based out of the city, and but the starting bid is going at this number. And and you're thinking, how could you just say that? There's probably months, if not years, worked on this one canvas that you can have.
That's what an auction is. It's the market at the market at its rawest. And in certain cases, it's lots of fun, just because I'm never as an artist or as a ex-gallery owner, it's the sort of thing where I'm never a big fan of the charity auctions, because invariably with the charity auctions, the art goes for way less than it should. And it's the sort of thing where, you go to, ESSE, the magazine, has a...
ESSE, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They have an auction of art. Playwrights Workshop has an auction of art. Gallery Clark has an auction of art, so as to raise funds. And you can get some tremendous and amazing and fabulous bargains there. And it's the sort of thing where, you realize that not enough, like I realized in talking with a friend that I went to the auction preview with, not an awful lot of people know how to behave at auctions. And it's the sort of thing where you can get taken for a ride. You can, like, spend way too much money. But if you know what you're doing, you can, like, get some really kick-ass and cool stuff.
So what do you recommend, then?
Well, there it's beyond the charity auctions. There are one, two, three, four. There are five auction houses here in town. We got Heffel, we got Empire, we got Igor, we got Les Maisons des Encans, and we got Hudson Auctions. And Hudson Auctions isn't really in town, but they're sort of kind of like it's... I have been out there.
And they're specialized in underground art, or they do everything?
No, they
type
do
of art form,
everything. Or? Any type, anything that they think that can sell, because the way that they make money is by taking roughly 15%. In terms of you say, I want to pay $100 for that, you're actually going to pay $115 because they tack on their commission on top of the price that you pay. Mm-hmm. And if they think it can sell, then they're going to sell it. And it's the sort of thing that they anything from chairs and washing machines to fine art to fancy art. They all will do art and so on, but it's not only going to have art, although Igor is the one who's supposedly at the sort of, I'm raising my left hand here and putting it over my head and sort of saying that they're at the top of the pile, because as far as fine art goes, they're the ones who are quote unquote the most art oriented and quote unquote the most high end. However, Empire also does Heffel is the one that only does art. So yeah, no, what I just said about Igor is complete and utter nonsense.
But Igor is what then? Specialized in what?
They're specialized in art, but it's the sort of thing where I realize that Heffel is the one who actually, they're the ones who do the big selling stuff in there. And that's probably why, because Heffel actually, while they have an office here and they do previews, they're actually out of Vancouver. And so while they are a Montreal auction company, I don't really visualize them, or when I close my eyes and squish my eyes really close really hard and stuff like that and think about it, I don't think of them as a Montreal auction house. But no, the one that I particularly like is Les Maisons des Encans, as they have two places, and they do auctions from the public curator, which is where if you die and you don't have a will and you don't have anybody who loved you, and so you just are dead, but you had a house and you had some objects, your stuff goes to the public curator. And public curator is different than a curator at the museum. Two completely different jobs. It's sort of like being a driver, and sometimes you're a bus driver and then you're a truck driver. Two completely different things, even though you're a driver. So don't confuse curator and curator, even though it's the public curator. But they have, because they have two places. They have one place, which is up at the corner of Saint-Laurent and Bernard. And the last Sunday of the month, they have auctions. And that's the sort of high-end stuff.
That happens on the last Sunday of the month.
Yes. And you can go on the last Saturday of the month to go check out what they're selling. But however, every Wednesday you go to 4487 St. Catherine Street East, which is out by which is the corner of Bennett, which is out by Pinneuf, and you have no idea what the hell's going to show up, and it's wicked cool. It's
so the one at Pinneuf is worth it.
They're tons of fun. And that's where it's a sort of thing. To me, it's when you sort of talk about it being raw and it's sort of like being complete consumerism and so on and so forth. Yeah, that is at that sort of auction. That's, to me, endlessly entertaining. It's the sort of thing where I just sort of stick my hands in my pocket, make sure that I don't spend any money, and just watch stuff go down.
So you're more tempted to do that at the Pinneuf location because they have a different vibe then? Is it because they have more selection of artists?
It's the sort of thing where they have a more selection of everything. You have no idea what the heck's going to show up. It could be a car. It could be a talking puppet. It could be a painting. It could be a chess set. that it could be.
Can
the,
you mention that location again?
Yes.
In case anyone's
the,
curious.
La Maison des Encans, which is at 4487 St. Catherine Street East. And there's, as far as auction and talking about collecting and stuff like that, because it is the pure market and stuff like that, and really it is, they just want to make as much cash as possible, and they try and push up the price as much as possible. You got to realize it's one of the things that I always do is when I go to an auction, I'm either going because I'm just going to be entertained, in which point I keep my hands in my pocket and I do not bid on a single thing, or if there's something that strikes my fancy, it's the sort of thing where before anything starts, I say, I will pay $20 for that, or I will pay $200 for that, or I will pay $2,000 for that, or I will pay $20 million for that. Although, actually, I don't think I've ever had $20 million to pay for something. But it's the sort of thing where you sort of make a limit of what you were willing to pay, and then you don't go over that because it is in the sort of rush of the moment, in the sort of push of the sort of stuff that's happening. It's the very easy to suddenly say, oh, I can buy, I'll bid 20, I'll bid 30, I'll bid 40, I'll bid 50, I'll bid 60, and suddenly realize I don't have 60. And you suddenly
have to be careful.
Yes, what you which one I had planned to pay and thought was a bargain suddenly is not so much of a bargain, because the auctioneer's job there is to get as much money out of your pocket as possible. And so it is the sort of thing of, remember that, yes, put a limit on what you want and do not go over that for any reason whatsoever.
Those are good holiday tips.
One other thing, yes, in terms of exactly as you say, I'm going to spend, which month you have the company Christmas party, and at which point you say, hey, we got to pay $20 for everybody's present, so at which point, no, only pay $19.99. That's enough. The other thing to mention about auctions is, and yeah, running out of time, or should I?
Yeah, we are already.
Okay, then
time passes by fast when we start talking.
Then I will. Then we'll wrap it up. It is the sort of thing where another thing to mention about that is to also be aware of your surroundings, because there are auctioneers in town who will take bids from, and they say it very nicely in French, but I will translate it in English. They take bids from the chandeliers, which is the sort of thing where it's just suddenly there's somebody behind you who's bidding it up, and you look around and you don't see them, but because it's a bid and stuff like that, whoops, so you got to bid again, so it's be careful. But yes,
I like that term, chandeliers.
Yeah, it's very nice in the which one, when you say it, tu prends une,
it's okay.
Yes, I can't come up with it in French.
I thank you, Zeke, for trying. No. I had another question, but I guess we could, but we can't do it now. It's already 7:49. It was just more to see how artists can get their, how do you go about getting your stuff in an auction?
I bring it to the auctioneer.
Really?
Yes.
And they'll just take it?
If they think they can sell it, yes, they will.
Interesting. Maybe they'll put some links up on the CKT Morning After blog. We will be updating soon.
I will have it on mine. You can have it on the CKUT one. Everybody can go home happy.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Zeke.
No problem.
On that, we're going to go straight to Sabrina for Sabrina's Secret Stash.
Oh.
Ooh.
My levels were too high.
You didn't know that your microphone was on the whole time, did you, Sabrina?
Did I say anything on air?
No.
No, that was really interesting. That's why I wouldn't go to an auction. Because then if someone starts bidding, and I'm like, oh, no, you don't. And then I, you know, just because they make me angry. So that's, an auction is not a place for me.
You go after them. That's mine. How dare you bid higher than me?
Italian style. Anyways.
Italian style.
So...